after doing that, I may not get more babies. But it's still worth doing. But nowadays, you look around the world, even developing countries are having declining birth rates below replacement levels. It's a global phenomenon. No one really knows the reason why. There are many speculations, but it is happening all around us. And no one has a solution to. Countries have tried. They have put in, some countries have put in a lot of resources to try and stop the decline and to encourage marriage and parenthood. But there has been no enduring success. The countries that have done so temporarily may boost the birth rates, but then eventually it comes back down again. This is the reality. We have not given up, though. We are still trying. But I've encouraged my team, there's a task force, Minister Indrani is looking at this, to think about it in the following sense. Think about it less as procreation incentive. It's less of a baby bonus in that sense. But just think of what more we can do to create a family-friendly environment in Singapore. Think of it more in that sense. Then it's move away from the idea of giving incentives for marriage and procreation, but think more about what are the moves we can make to really make life better for families in Singapore. For young parents, what are their concerns around costs, around infant care, child care, around education, around housing? Then we think about how we can improve these different aspects that matter to them. At the end of the day, after doing that, I may not get more babies, but it's still worth doing.